欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。微信关注公众号安夏说英语，可以获取更多其他节目哦。We are talking about the most effective habits and strategies for squelching worry. 来聊一聊有效消除忧虑的习惯和策略，希望可以帮到你。They focus on the present, 活在当下。Perhaps one of the biggest differences between warriors and non-warriors is the ability to stay in the present and not get bogged down by things that have yet to happen. Perdon calls it a worry chain, the idea that one worry spurs a what if, which spurs another worry and another what if, and so on.Non-warriors are able to look at a problem and recognize what solution needs to be implemented. But a warrior isn't able to get that kind of distance. She explains, the mind goes a lot faster. 活在当下，不被尚未发生的事情困扰。这种能力也许就是衡量个人是否容易忧虑的最主要的区别。伯登博士称之为忧虑连锁，就是一种担心会激发另外一个假如，再激发下一个假如，如此产生的连锁反应。不易忧虑的人能够去看待难题，并且找出需要的解决方法，但是容易忧虑的人却无法达到那种程度。他解释道，他们的思绪转得很快。 For instance, say your son comes home with a bad grade. If you were a warrior, you might then worry that this would cause your son to fail the class, which would then impair him from getting into college. However, if you were a non-warrior, you realize that the immediate issue at handIt's just that your son needs to study harder in this particular class. And that's that. I'm able to say. He usually does really well. He's smart. He's dedicated. He'll be fine. This is a blip, not a pattern. Perdon says. Whereas when warriors become anxiousTheir international focus narrows to threat. They can get themselves very anxious very quickly.
比如说你儿子考试考砸了回到家。如果你是个容易忧虑的人，你可能会担心这会导致孩子最后挂科，可能会影响到他上大学。然后如果你是个乐天派，你会意识到当下之急就是小孩需要在这门功课上多用点功夫，仅此而已。我可以说他一直做得不错，聪明又用功，他没问题。这只是一个小挫折，不是常态。伯登讲道，然而当忧虑者焦虑起来的时候，他们会有意识地将注意力缩小到那些威胁性的因素上，然后很快地让自己不安起来。更多正能量英语，请关注可可英语可可 Radio， 也欢迎关注我的微信公众号安夏说英语。